Good evening and welcome to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and anything that kind of fits vaguely into those genres and kind of wanders by the side of them, really. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight. Just on my own in the studio, going to be bringing you, well, as I said, that list of kind of music, along with a bit of natter, you know, probably a rundown of gigs and clubs and stuff going on in the local area. Somewhere like halfway through the show, like usual. So yes, I'm bounding into the new year with absolutely no formula change whatsoever. So good stuff there. And I opened the show there with Void, a album that's wandered past me recently. Played some off it on the last show and played some off it this show already. And that's one of the remixed tracks off the second CD called Weakener, remixed by, it's the Weakeners mix, featuring Aria, who you probably know from listening to this show. I'm quite a big fan of, play quite a lot of her tracks. And that's from This Is Not a False Alarm Anymore. Right, as I seem to be having trouble speaking, I'm just going to continue on with the tunes. Here's some Nitzareb.
Look at Stood our ground while the others fled.
You heard the Uberbyte with Industrial Bitch. That's a remix by Interface that's on the Break You EP, the one I played a couple of weeks ago. It's a very nice little downloadable package from them. That's a very good track along with Break You on that EP. Before that, we had Cat with We Are Still Alive, which it's always annoyed me. I'm not sure why, but Cat are one of them bands that my friends keep recommending. I've never quite got into them, and I think they're slowly creeping into my brain at the moment, and I really should play a lot more of their stuff, because as you can hear from that, it's damn good quality, really. And yeah, so there may be some more of that in the future. We'll see how it goes. And before that, we had Nitzareb, kind of pioneers, gods of the EBM kind of sound, and that's Promises from their recent release, as in last week, I think, literally a couple of weeks ago at most. Promises from the their latest released Industrial Complex, and one of my friends pointed out earlier this week that Industrial Complex was available to stream. If you go onto Spotify, you can listen to the whole album with the standard Spotify adverts, but you can actually have a listen to the whole album before you buy it, which I did, and it didn't ring so true with me. It was just kind of, it's all right, but it's not brilliant. And when I actually got my hands on the real thing, I had another listen through, and it just sounded a lot better. So it's one of them albums, I think it's going to grow on you. It's grown on me with two listens, basically, so I think that's brilliant stuff. There you go. So, yeah, as usual, I'll run down the gigs, clubs and stuff like that in the middle of the show, but we haven't quite got that far yet. What I'm going to do now is play you a track. It's a very confusing track to me. It's a band that I've never really heard of, and I was pointed in their direction by their record label, Crunchpod. So they're on Crunchpod, the same label as Cat, and they're called Bitch Brigade, and I've no idea what to make of them, so I'm going to play them anyway.
Thank you. with a fire burning, transforming my design. Many wheels started turning, 4, 4, 7, 2, 100 miles an hour coming after you. Gonna stop and slip a two, 4, 4, 7, 2. Burn me through the night, I'll be shining bright. Burn me through the night, I'll be shining bright. Still on in the sidings, afraid to make a cry. Time to switch the tracks and head on to the main line. 4, 4, 7, 2. 100 miles an hour coming after you. Gonna stop and slip a few. 4, 4, 7, 2. Burning through the night, I'll be shining bright. Burning through the night, I'll be shining bright.
Let's get to it. going down. You're the one that's out the moon. We're children of the night, and they smile. The wolf said, I should silver boy, silver boy. When I'm a girl, so let's get to it.
That was Zeitgeist Zero with Big Bad Wolf from Dead to the World. Before that, we had Rhombus. From their latest album, Open the Sky, we had 4472. Now, that caught me out again. I've been caught out completely tonight. But it caught me out mainly because of that track I've heard so many times, because they've had it in their live set for what seems like ages. But I think it must have just come around just after their first album. So while it seems like it's such one of their classic old tracks that gets played at every gig, it's actually just on their new album. So if you want to get that, that's on Open the Sky, which I think I said last week, or last fortnight ago, will continue to be a stunning album all the way through. All top quality tracks on it. Good work from them, absolutely. And before that was the first thing I was confused about, which is a band called Bitch Brigade, who are on the Crunchpod label, and that's a promo of the CD that's coming out soon called Dendrite. I think that's coming out in February, and that track was called Licky the Carnivorous Pony, which I think is an awesome name for a track, but I'm not really quite sure what to make of that sound. It's kind of good, but I don't know, something just hasn't sunk into my head yet. So, you know, drop me a line if you think it's awesome or rubbish. I really just, they're one of them bands I just can't quite make my mind up over. But I don't know, I thought I'd play with it anyway, see what you think. And now, time for a list of gigs, clubs, stuff like that, events going on in the local area. We have this Saturday the 30th of January, Zeitgeist Zero are playing Rails in Leeds. Now, they've got support from Scream Banshee Aircrew and Project. £5 on the door. Doors are 7 p.m. Get there early to see all three bands, because I think the first band's on at probably 7:30 or something like that. Squeeze them all in. More information can be found at zeitgeistzero.co.uk. Following that, Friday the 5th of February, we have the Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. The usual request-friendly, very danceable stuff from those guys. I can't remember how much is it on the door. I seem to have a lack of information in front of me. More information can be found at fridayflock.net. I've run down this many and many a time, so you probably know already if you're going. Saturday the 6th of February is Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds, running from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m, £2.50 on the door. More information at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Following that, on Monday the 8th of February, there's quite a lot going on in this like short period of time, but on Monday the 8th of February, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, the Eden House are playing at the Subculture in Leeds, supported by Rhombus and Legion. The Eden House is a collaborative project with core members and various guest vocalists and people like that. And it's got members of Fields of the Nephilim and All About Eve and people like that. So it's just kind of this classic goth collaboration band, which is probably well worth getting along to. Doors are 7 p.m. First band in at 7:30. The tickets are £7 in advance, probably a few quid more on the door, but, you know, you need to check if you really want to know. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net/live. That's put on by the Black Sheep people. What else have we got? We've got quite a big list tonight. Saturday the 13th of February, the Ghost of Lumora are playing the Zoo Bar in Bradford. I believe that's a Bad Moon Rising live gig. So the usual equation of free entry before 9 p.m. First band, I don't know if they've got support actually. So bands are normally on between 9 and 10. And then there's the Bad Moon Rising DJing. Oh yes, I have got some more details. Support on stage at 9 p.m, headline at 10 p.m, club night till 3 a.m. More information, gothupnorth.co.uk. Now, Thursday the 18th of February, we've got Nitzareb, played them earlier, at playing the Duchess in York. Not the Duchess of York, that's a pub name that always kind of grinds me a little, because there was the awesome Duchess of York in Leeds many years ago when I moved there and lived there for a while. And it was a brilliant live music venue. And this is a live music venue in York called The Duchess that's appeared after the demise of The Duchess of York. So it's kind of trying to win on their name in some respects, I think. But certainly, if you think you're going to a live music venue, you're on the right track anyway. So it's not that deceptive. So, yeah, we've got Nitzer playing. Support from Zeitgeist Zero. 12 quid in advance, 14 quid on the door. More information at theduchessyork.co.uk. What else we got? Wendy House, as always, on Saturday the 20th of February. That's at Leeds Student Union, runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door, two rooms. You've got the big main room of cheese, rock, goth, a bit of everything, and the mutate room full of electronic industrial stuff like that. What else we got? Sunday the 21st of February, the Black Sheep people, along with the Leeds Uni Gothstock, are putting on a showcase gig at the Subculture in Leeds. That's Glass, The Silent Age, and Alice Moving Under Skies. Free entry, I believe. Doors 7 p.m, first pan 7:30. More information at sheepish.net/live. And of course, we can't go on this list without mentioning weekly nights. We've got Bad Moon Rising here every Thursday in Bradford at the Zoo Bar, free entry, and request-friendly goth alternative tunes. More information at gothupnorth.co.uk, and also over in Leeds, there's Black Sheep every Sunday from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. at the Subculture. Again, free entry, again, request-friendly DJs, all good stuff there. That's a massive list of stuff to keep your February incredibly busy. It's great just having all this kind of stuff occurring on our doorstep, so I think sometimes you can feel a bit spoiled. It's a good area we're in to have all this stuff available to us. Anyway, I've nattered on for too long. Let's carry on with some tunes. What am I going to do now? Oh, yes, this is some Assemblage 23.
ashes of nothing, and another hope is gone. Yearning for something, waiting to be born. And our walls are closing in, so painfully silent. She's a prisoner within, lost on an island, waiting to be born. She said, I'm waiting to be born. I close my eyes to my illusions. I turn away from all I've left behind. I kill the pain and my confusion. I'm not dying anymore. I'm waiting to be born. We'll be right back.
That was Modulate with Electronic Battle Weapon from Modulate's first EP. Before that, we had Rotosand with Waiting to be Born from their latest album, released at the end of last year, Random is Resistance. A damn fine album it is as well. And before that, we had Assemblage 23 with Smoke from Tom's latest album, Compass, again released at the end of last year. There seemed to be a lot of really good albums that we'd basically waited for all of last year. We knew they were coming. Thanks to the internet, we now know when things are coming, so we're rather being surprised. We anticipate them, but last year seemed to be a year of waiting for lots of stuff. Rotosand, Assemblage 23 amongst them. And yeah, you're still listening to Dark Simulation. In fact, as usual, I'm running out of time. But I just wanted to say before I leave you with, I'll tell you in a second who I'm going to leave you with. But before I leave you with, it's well worth letting you know that you can get in touch with the show. Go to the BCB Radio website, bcbradio.co.uk, find Dark Simulation on there, it's listed, and drop me an email. It's Nigel, the presenter of the show, and you can tell me about stuff. Tell me things you think people want to hear, like if you know of gigs going on, if you know of club nights going on that I'm not mentioning, anything really kind of awesome going on in the local area. If you're in a band as well, and you think I should be hearing your stuff and want to send me promos, again, contact me through the station website. There's also set lists available on darksimulation.org as well. So lots of stuff online to accompany this show. And that's about it. Right, I'm going to leave you now with, again, another release from the end of last year. This is Mesh, and this is a track from their album A Perfect Solution. It's called Everything I Made. I'll be back in a couple of weeks, like usual. Have fun.